بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Men and women as human beings are completely equal in Islam. This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, meeting with hundreds of prominent Iranian women in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on January 4th, 2023. If you are caught in a situation where you have to choose between saving a child's life and working in an office, the child's life comes first. Do you have any doubt about this? No. No woman has any doubt that a child's life comes first if she's in a situation where she has to choose between a child's life and working in an office. The same goes for a child's behavior, a child's faith, and a child's upbringing. In other words, in the same way that you have no doubt about saving a child's life, the same also applies to a child's upbringing. Of course, there are some places where you can come up with a solution in one way or another for the so-called doubts between this and that, and solve this in cases. But if there are truly times when you have no other option than this, that is the child, takes priority over that, that is working in the office. However, if that work is permissible and necessary, and in some cases it is imperative, if that social work is obligatory at times, it is a duty. You must do that work. In that case, you must do it.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, the extent to which it is obligatory depends on how important that obligatory action is. Now, I use the person's life as an example, but there are times when the importance of an obligatory action is higher than the life of a child, the life of a spouse, or the life of someone's parent. Thus, when you address Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Ziyarah Ashura, you say, "May my father and mother be sacrificed for you." Who else is higher than a person's father and mother? May their lives be sacrificed for you. Or there is a verse in the Holy Quran that states, say, if your fathers and your sons, your brethren and your spouses, your kinsfolk, the possessions that you have acquired, and the trade in which you fear a loss, and the dwellings you are fond of are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and fighting in His way, then wait until Allah issues His edicts. The Holy Quran, chapter 9, ayah 24. We should not love these things more than God and jihad in the way of God. That is how it is in some places.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.